kids?
Something like that. Some stupid number, yeah. And they're all from, like, different women,
They're
too.
All from different women. I don't think a one is siblings.
Is
like,
he capable
fully.
Of pulling out of a driveway?
No, I...
She couldn't walk? Yeah, be one of those idiots.
I did the sex so good.
I don't go to hotels a lot, but I still have my fucking Marriott rewards card in my wallet.
I'm the best lover.
There actually...
yeah?
There actually is a chart... Well, you weren't the one drinking.
Everyone else takes a shot and immediately they're just drooling for 20 minutes. I was like, yeah, you're drinking lighter fluid, you fucking morons.
Dude,
like,
ever.
Just no. No? No? No?
How is that a question? Hold on.
No! Are we ready to begin?
No, but we're going to do it anyway, I guess.
Oh, dope.
I mean, what are you going to do? You know, when you're really out there in the thick of it, in the weeds, right? What do, Jovi?
Cry.
Aside from that.
Oh.
Ask for help.
Aside from that.
Call the police.
Aside from that.
Just keep walking?
You, thank you. You just keep on trucking.
Like 19 guesses later.
I mean, it doesn't matter. The train eventually got to the destination. And anyway, that's this. This is the destination. Hi, welcome to the Discount Podcast. I'm your host, Anton, with me, Mike.
Hello.
Jovi.
DMX is on life support.
Come on, man. I was going to... you got to... She's so good about that. Well,
and that was the show. See you next week.
Let's go right into that, then. DMX. DMX is not in jail. He is currently in the hospital. Almost dead.
Yeah. He overdosed on something. I haven't read enough on it to know what. And reportedly brain dead and on life support. And man, I didn't know how much Twitter loved him until I saw 7 trending topics in the top of the U.S.
Are they all DMX?
Yeah. Damn. Rough Riders. Somebody started saying RIP DMX, and now there's just after it went trending, there's just a lot of tweets that are like, when I find the motherfucker who tweeted this out, he ain't dead. How, you don't put that juju on him.
Yeah, but like, what's gonna come back now? He's brain dead and on life support. He's not gonna come back and put out a hot album in 2023.
You don't know.
Like, I doubt it. I doubt it.
I mean, it's highly doubtful, but I feel like it's just much like, you know, what was it, 2016 when he lost a million celebrities? I feel like right now everybody's like, come on, man, DMX?
Look, the dude does this shit to himself.
I know.
It's like every fucking year he's in court for some kind of drug-related offense. There's a whole fucking website, isdmxinjail.com. We've talked about this.
I updated them with that.
Like, yo, DMX is in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, I should.
You should snap, crackle, and pop one open.
Oh, we're doing that?
Yeah,
we're
why
doing
not?
The, we're doing the creamy boy.
We out here.
The creamy boy.
We're taking a shot of cream.
All right, go ahead. I'll let y'all go so that it's not just dead air. We're all taking a shot. Yeah, I just don't see much. I don't see really a lot of coming back for DMX from this.
No.
Unfortunately. Like.
No.
And, you know, that sucks. But again, he does it to his goddamn self.
Yeah, and that is most of DMX's life, yes.
So.
Unfortunately, that's also a lot of people, but.
Doesn't he have 18 kids?
Something like that. Some stupid number, yeah. And they're all from, like, different women,
They're
too.
All from different women. I don't think a one is siblings.
Is
like,
he capable
fully.
Of pulling out of a driveway?
Mm-mm.
No.
Damn.
His traffic offenses will show you that.
Oof.
But, well. So, I mean, I guess in spirit, you know, like a precautionary RIP DMX.
Yeah, for all we know, by the time this comes out, that'll be the actual sentiment.
Probably.
And in no way are we like, you know,
God,
making
I hope
fun
DMX
of the man.
Dies.
But like, yeah, like we're not like hoping he dies, but like it has been a long running joke on the podcast of anything about DMX, and again. Come on, y'all. He's done some weird shit.
Like, that dude has... It's weird because he's got total disregard for his own life, but he likes to do all this extravagant shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just a weird combination. Anywho, I hope DMX... I hope, you know, I hope he does. I hope he fucking jumps off that bed in, like, 3 weeks. And he's just like, ow, ow, let's go, what? DMX, new album. And just...
I was just thinking of new shit. Y'all thought
I... Like, and he just does it also.
Fuck you, Steve.
Moving right along.
Moving right the fuck along. Let's not spend too much time.
Hey, you
want to
know what's trending number 10 right now?
What?
Svengoolie.
Why?
For some reason under the tag politics.
What shit? What fucking bomb did Svengoolie drop? That
it's Svengoolie. There's no way anything. Nope.
Uh-huh.
I really don't know, like.
Can't find the info?
No, I really can't. Like, I'm looking on the trending tag, and all I see is people generally talking about Svengoolie and his tribute to Don Wells.
What?
Excuse me, sorry.
I am very confused. I'm a confused Anton. I don't understand why Svengoolie, number 10 trending.
I don't know. Number 13 is Charles Barkley.
That's terrible.
Yeah, what'd he do?
Oh, also, earlier today, A Clockwork Orange was trending, and I wanted to know why. It's because the trailer dropped for the new Space Jam, and, like, I guess LeBron recruits a bunch of, like, imaginary pop culture characters and shit for the team.
Uh-huh.
And for some odd reason, when they showed the panning shot of who was coming to help, the group from A Clockwork Orange was in there.
Is Bill Murray there?
No, and actually Bill Murray was trending today because they were like, Michael Jordan only needed Bill Murray and Muggsy Bones. Like, fuck out of here, LeBron. Tell you who's the greatest. He ain't recruiting Superman. Nah, he got a drunk Bill Murray to help.
And Bill, I'm like, does Bill Murray ever do a movie where he's not intoxicated on the set?
I'm pretty sure Bill Murray doesn't know what sober is.
I don't know,
but
that
he
he's
does
like
it
that.
Fantastically.
No one will believe you.
Is Bill Murray the world's best functioning alcoholic? Most successful functioning alcoholic?
He's not very functioning. He's been arrested for being nude on a golf cart multiple times in public.
That's the weird part is that, like, if you told me somebody else did that, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. But I would be quick to be like, that's really fucking weird. But with him,
Murray,
I'm like, that's just Bill.
Yeah. He's like our weird drunk uncle.
Uncle Bill. Drunk Uncle Bill.
Again, the no one will believe you story. Everyone believes it because no one would believe it. It's such a fucking comical Schrodinger's cat kind of bullshit. We're like, yeah, maybe. I wouldn't doubt Bill Murray wandered into a college party, took somebody's French fries.
And that's the thing, is it's believable.
I was like, yeah, I can see that.
And again, because it's Bill Murray. You're just like, oh yeah, totally.
Uncle Bill? Yeah, he'd do that.
What a guy, Bill Murray. I'm going to be sad when he goes.
Don't say that. That usually curses them to death.
I'm going to be real sad when Donald Trump dies. It's just really going to...
Yeah, you can be the really first one posting that on Twitter.
Upset me. Yeah, I'm going to... Oh, God. I'm going to... Can we just tweet that? Can you just tweet, rest at RIP Donald Trump from the podcast?
No.
Why?
Because, like, I don't have any background.
You don't need background. You just be like, RIP Donald Trump? Are you too afraid that'll get the Fed skis on us?
I'm not really afraid of the Feds, which is a weird thing to say, but like, I'm not.
I don't know that I would have said that on air, but whatever,
I mean,
you know.
I'm way too low-key for them to give a fuck about me.
That's what they want you to think.
Right. Right.
Like all those conservatives that are like, don't be worried about your privacy unless you're doing something wrong. And now they're like, man, cancel culture. speaking of which, guess what equal and opposite things were trending this morning?
What?
Hashtag boycott MLB and cancel culture. Yes,
MLB.
Conservatives were Major League Baseball.
Right, right. That's what I was, yeah.
Yeah, conservatives were dually trying to boycott Major League Baseball. I don't even know why. Something about supporting the Voting Rights Act, which is what the fuck? I don't know.
What the fuck do those two things have in common? Why are they even connected?
I don't know. I couldn't dig through the conservative tweets enough to figure out what they're on about. So, whatever. They're boycotting baseball, which, like, dude, as okay. American as apple pie. Like,
better better seats for the rest of us.
Right, like, bitch, bye.
At cheaper prices.
Yeah. Y'all the ones who get drunk and start fights anyway. Fuck out of here.
No! Please, please, please.
I guess we should reveal that he's playing video games.
I'm playing Snakey Bus. It seems
he's
to.
He's just reacting very strongly.
I'm very
no,
emphatic.
Not the MLB!
No, not that!
Not the thing I didn't even know what it was.
Speaking of conservative cucks, can we talk about the situation with Matt Gaetz right now? Because it makes me happy.
He's going to prison.
Yeah.
Oh, it's looking that way.
Yeah.
He's looking that way, and that's beautiful. God, that's great, because that means that I don't have to fucking look at his stupid goddamn face.
He does have a really dumb face.
It's
like
fucking,
a punchable face.
Dude,
yeah,
his eight head.
Fucking punchable. Have you not seen his eight head?
His eight head is fucking out of control.
Hang on, I'll
oh
pull
my
it up
God.
For you.
Like Peyton Manning eight head?
May your forehead grow like the mighty oak.
I mean, Peyton Manning's five head turned into a 12 head at some point, and it keeps going.
It's all that knowledge, man.
Right.
All that football knowledge.
Right.
Oh, or please save it. Please save it. I'm dead. Oh, that sucks. I was doing so good, too.
Here, I found my favorite one to want to punch.
Dude, his forehead is so large. Pull up fucking Mystery Science Theater, the movie, Aliens. And
you pull that up.
Dude, oh my God.
I've
it's
never
the,
seen it.
It's
I have no
same,
idea what you're talking about.
You could fucking put it right next to each other. You'd think they were twins, cousins at least.
Allow me to make some noise while you do that.
Yeah, crack a boy okay. with the cold ones.
Woo.
That's what I'm talking about.
New merch, not available.
Yet. New merch, not available yet. It's coming, though. MST3K Zima. Movie Aliens. It'll work, too. You watch. It'll be just good enough to get there.
Uh-huh.
Everybody at home.
I guess you gotta Google this now.
Google it, and then look at a picture of Matt Gaetz. I'm sorry, I know it's bad, but yeah,
don't do it.
Yeah, okay, here. You can't. It's not great, but you can see it. You see how fucking large that dude's forehead is. I'm definitely not an alien. Don't worry about that. Oh, man.
Apparently Matt
Gaetz... Something a Zognoid would say.
Apparently Matt Gaetz showed nude photos of women he said he'd slept with to his fellow lawmakers.
And it was, like, porn actresses, like, clearly. Like, one of those people.
Apparently
I
he
slept
also,
with that person.
He also boasted of his, quote, access to women provided by his friend charged in sex trafficking.
Hey, nice.
Weird. Wait. You know, like, 6 points to Kevin Bacon, except for it's, like, 6 points to Jeffrey Epstein?
Okay, I was like, I was about to get very upset and be like, you leave fucking poor Kevin Bacon out of this.
Nah, he's got his whole, like, commercial about bacon points now. It's adorable. He's embraced it.
No, it's bullshit. Well, yeah, it's cool that he's embraced it, but it's bullshit because now it, like, now he's like, oh, buy this product and you'll all be 1 point away from Ooh. Me. And I'm like, you know what?
Sorry.
That's not fair. You gave us a cheat.
I just, that was, what the fuck was that guy's name? I don't remember. It's not important. It's just funny. Some dude that used to work at Target in the back room. Would like legitimately like pull it would just it, essentially it was just you know like obscure pictures of porn stars
yeah.
But he'd be like yo I just hooked up with this chick over the weekend and then people would just be like
and you're like that's, no that's clearly that's, Jenna Jameson I know her.
How the fuck
her.
Did you expect anyone to fall for that?
Everybody
was,
knows her.
It was too good. It was I remember that being
you see this broad bro totally banged her.
She was all over me over the weekend.
Oh, we
like,
did
was
it.
She?
We did it so hard. Oh, it was great. You don't even know. Bro.
You just stopped explaining it. It
just starts just, making just noise. Yeah. Bro, you know me. You know,
She couldn't walk. Yeah, be one of those idiots.
I did the sex so good.
Bitch couldn't stand up afterwards.
She could. She was
yeah,
like.
She was puking because she realized it was me.
And you know, like, her tits, when you, like, you grab a boob and it's like.
Through the bra, it's nice.
It's like, yeah, it's like a bag of sand. And, like.
A bag of pancake batter.
It's great.
Like a pastry bit, yeah.
I'm the best lover.
There actually.
Yeah?
There actually is a chart, by the way. There actually is a chart that tells you how much pancake batter each cup size holds.
Why is that important to know?
I don't know. I just saw it once and
was
like,
"Who's nobody's asking this question? Who's doing the research?" Who's doing
somebody nobody... who was making pancakes while also had their titties out and was like, hang on. Oh, there's like four pancakes right here.
What? It's so weird. No.
Are you surprised by the internet?
Yeah, the internet has everything.
No, the internet has brought us some awesome bangers, such classic hits on the show as the cum box. That was a great one.
The Jolly,
was
Jolly Rancher
story. Jolly Rancher. Yeah, there's a...
The Bot Fly Girl. I don't know if I told that one on here. Yeah, I think you told me not to, but...
Pretty sure you did.
I probably did anyway.
Yeah, that happened. Try to, like, move it around.
Anyway. So would we like to discuss what our buddy on Twitter is doing?
Which buddy? Oh, yeah, I have that. I have that here. I had that. I had to go back for the fucking fuck you, Steve. And now, yep, now I'm lost. Oh, God.
Bullshit. There we are.
Oh.
I only wanted to bring it up early because, on an earlier note, DMX, I hope you be okay. Please get better fast so we can tell you where your dogs are, Bubba. Bubba.
Yep. Bubba. Where my dogs? Ow.
Ow. Yeah. I was like, you know what? Of all the fucking references that Iron Sheik could make, that's beautiful.
Oh, man.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to go fuck yourself.
Leave Prince alone.
That was my thought, too. The time has come for everyone with an opinion to shut the fuck up.
Hey, I agree. Stop
seconded.
Listening right now.
Seconded.
Turn the show off. Oh, go away.
I beat the fuck out of them both. #Godzilla versus Kong.
That's a lie, Sheik.
You're Sheik.
That's a flat-out lie, and you know that.
I know.
I'll wait until we're out of the Sheik, but that, like, I have some thoughts. On that concept.
A giant Sheik fighting a...
No, the Godzilla vs. Kong.
Like, I haven't seen it
yet. Haven't seen
it either. But I'm not going to, but just on principle.
Whoa, wow.
I'll wait. Hold up.
I knew he was going to get heated. 11-11, make a wish that I don't beat the fuck out of you, jabroni.
Oh, no. Oh, that's terrible.
Andy Fox, all right.
Hulk Hogan's balls bigger than the Godzilla.
What is he? It sounds like a compliment. Is he complimenting Hulk Hogan?
This was on April 1st.
Oh, gotcha.
He also tweeted, "I am the biggest jabroni in the world."
Okay.
And Hulk Hogan, the greatest human on the earth. So, yeah, that was his April Fool. What the?
Got he.
Hang on, Mike. Mike, you're going to love this one. 2 days ago. Fuck the rutabaga.
Oh, damn, all right.
Man. Oh, man.
We're just putting that on the air? Jesus Christ.
Damn.
I just
got dunked on. That's terrible. Is that it? Is that it?
Yeah, fuck it.
All right. Oh, there you go, Mike.
Dope.
This show sucks. Anyway, what's up with this? What's your beef with Godzilla here now?
Just the movie. Like, are you kidding? How the hell is Godzilla not going to just trash Kong in 8 seconds?
I mean,
please.
Because I assume I didn't see.
Do you know what Godzilla is capable of?
Yeah,
I mean, breathing lasers.
So how the fuck can you even?
Okay, but I didn't see Skull Island, so
okay.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some bullshit.
To clarify, I have not seen any Godzilla or King Kong movies. I'm just going based purely on what I know Godzilla is capable of and what King Kong sure the fuck isn't.
But how do you? But if you've never watched the movies, how do you know truly
you
what
mean,
Godzilla
well, like,
is capable
I
of?
Can't look shit up.
You're just looking it up.
No.
Okay. Then what the? What's your? I don't. I mean.
100%, it was Danny talking about it on some random clip where he was talking about, like, Godzilla can do this, Godzilla can do that, King Kong can, yes, do some shit, but, like, are you kidding me? Like, no.
Loki, I totally think Godzilla's going to fucking rip him. However, I'm going to play I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Say it. Say it louder. I'm a sexy little baby. I'm going to play devil's advocate here because I'm sure that there's some kind of bullshit where it's like, oh, he's got super thick skin.
I was
going
to say that. I'm sure it's a movie, so they're going to find some dumb shit to, like that Freddy vs. Jason movie, which, while hilarious,
great movie, which sucks.
I mean, it's great in the way that it's just so fucking awful, but not like Jason X, where it's just beautifully dumb. Freddy versus Jason is more dumb than it is beautifully dumb.
Yeah.
Also, I've got nothing on King Kong versus Godzilla because it's clearly made just to watch a giant CG fight.
Yeah, right.
Like, there's no other reason for that fucking movie.
Like, I'm not saying anyone who wants to go watch that movie is an idiot. I'm just saying, based, like, I guess purely in the lore of
you,
it.
You
like,
didn't, but I can clip it so that you do.
Go right ahead. No one will believe you.
You'd see.
Based on everything I've ever said in my life to this point, people are like, wait, he said something? What? What?
Stupid idiot.
Exactly. Go back to Toronto.
I'm from Winnipeg. Oh, good Lord. Do you... I don't... I want to get into some of the stuff I got over here, but, like,
I didn't even look at the board, to be honest.
It's updated. I came home for lunch, and
I just... Oh, okay. I purposely didn't look at it, because I knew there were words, but I was like, I don't want to get prepped or anything.
I just 100% didn't even...
So go ahead and surprise us with something.
Excuse me.
Well, see, here's the thing, though, is, like, these are all, like, kind of linked. It's all kind of work-centric.
Oh.
So, like, it's...
I don't want to talk about work.
It's not, like... Work. It's more like just stupid shit about vaccinating.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, public service announcement. Don't call your local pharmacy and ask if they have leftover vaccines. Ugh. Your fucking county will have somewhere to go.
Yeah, that's true. If you just go to the county resources.
Just go to your county resources. Stop calling your local pharmacies and asking if they have leftover vaccines. Because guaranteed, if they do... They will find somebody to use it.
They've got a waiting list. Like,
yeah,
we don't even have a waiting list.
We do
because we can't keep up.
But it's for we. Sorry,
that was really vague of me.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
for particular people, not right. Like just any fucking
anybody.
Oh
no, we don't have a waiting list you can sign up for. We have one we made ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's what I was saying. I just worded that very, very poorly.
That's fair.
But ours is for, like, we start with the 65 and older crowd that's still looking for second doses.
Right.
And then
once
they're done, then we move on to other people that are looking for second doses. And, like, it just... Yeah, stop calling. Please stop fucking calling, okay?
And also
moral of the story, shut the fuck up.
And also, don't make appointments at multiple places.
Yeah, don't fucking
You're
do
going
that.
To make shit expire. We don't want to have extra vaccines to find random people to take. Even if we know people that need it, the risk of having any of them expire is fucking terrifying.
Bro, I had a dude on the phone the other day. He kept me on the phone for 6 minutes, first of all.
Ugh.
Talking about
that
nothing.
That is five too many.
Yeah, talking about absolutely nothing. All he called was for a refill. And it led to this whole big thing about him asking about the vaccine, and then was like, which one was better, which one was safer, and I'm like, they're both the same,
because in our world, there's only two.
And he was like, well, you know, I heard those things will change your DNA or whatever, and I'm like,
no,
oh, that's not true, that is not true, which I didn't say, because I'm like, I'm at work, so I can't express personal opinion, really. So I'm just like, yeah.
That's not personal opinion. That's scientific fucking fact.
Yeah, but it can be misconstrued, and I don't need it. So I'm just like, I don't know about all that, sir.
Yeah, just gloss over the whole.
Yeah, I don't know.
Issue, yeah.
I don't know if that's true. The jury's
like,
kind of out on
that. Like, I can't speak to that. Please, let's anything else.
Dude just would not get off the fucking phone.
Oh, that reminds me. We had our store manager deal with somebody yelling at him about the vaccines for the first time, and he didn't pull any punches. He was like, sir, calm down, dude. You're getting your vaccine either way. I don't know why you're yelling. And I was just like, well, can we talk to people like that? Is that how I can talk? If I can just tell people to calm down and laugh at them, I'm going to start doing it.
Right.
I mean, honestly, you're not being rude to them. You're like, look, I'm helping you. What the fuck do you,
what,
yeah. You know?
What more do you want?
He was yelling because in the sign-up process online, they don't tell you exactly which vaccine it is and all this other stuff, and like it doesn't tell you all the information you need to bring, and I'm like, it super does, and on that end, but
yeah, it does,
it definitely tells you what you need to bring. But it turns out that everyone who has Medicare just never carries around their actual Medicare card.
Oh my god, it's the most frustrating shit. They just don't carry it. They're like, I never carry that. I'm like,
yeah.
why
because their actual like coverage for the most part isn't from their medical or their Medicare card numbers.
It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't
just
matter.
Just carry it.
Yeah, like, why?
I don't go to hotels a lot, but I still have my fucking Marriott Rewards card in my wallet.
I have a goddamn theater rewards card still in my wallet. Remember the last time we went to a theater?
I have two
over
Dave
a year ago.
I have two Dave and Buster's cards in my wallet that both have stuff on
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I too have two Dave and Buster's cards in my wallet.
Bro, just keep your Medicare card in your wallet. First of all, it'll stay safer because wallets on the inside are really stationary. nothing amazing. In there moves.
More people need to laminate that fucker, though.
Oh, my God. Nobody laminates them either. Also, if you have your second vaccine, Staples will vaccinate. Staples will laminate your card for free if you have both vaccines on it. Spread the word nationwide.
Really? Staples will just do that.
Yep. They're offering it for free, much like Krispy Kreme is offering donuts. Hey, man, they offer what they got.
Well, fucking shit, man. Oh, where do we? We don't even know. The one out here is Office Depot, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't even know where Staples is.
Good lord, I'd have to go into Milwaukee, and I don't want to do that.
What was that? That Onion article where they were offering people free rides on the glaze conveyor?
At Krispy Kreme. Free rides on the glaze conveyor. You didn't see that, huh?
If you got your vaccine, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a picture of some lady like halfway laying through the glaze.
Oh my god, that's incredible. I want to ride in the glaze conveyor. I don't.
That sounds awful. Do you?
That sounds awful.
No, that sounds terrible.
The mere thought of like a...
I don't think that's how I need to die.
I don't even want glaze on my fingers. Like, I eat donuts. Like, I might as well just eat it with chopsticks. I, like, hold it with two fingertips, and I'm like, if I can eat this whole donut with touching very little of it, I'll be so happy.
It just doesn't... It's not on my radar. It's like when I'd watch movies as a kid, and I'm like, they'd have the food fight, and I'm like...
Oh, no.
No, please. That's so disgusting.
They always have that one thwop of mashed potatoes in somebody's face, too. And I'm like, if anybody ever... threw mashed potatoes in my face, I'd be angry for so many reasons.
Nope, I'd murder him.
Part of the reason being you just wasted a handful of mashed potatoes.
You heard it here first. I'll murder you.
That's going to be the murder.
First and only warning.
Exactly. That's not a fucking threat. That's
also
a promise.
On the note of free shit you can get if you're vaccinated.
Tell me more.
Multiple places with legal weed will give you edibles.
That's dope. That's dope.
The best part was is I told one of my pharmacists, the old pharmacist manager... pharmacy manager and our store manager that because I had just read it on lunch and they were like, huh, that's pretty cool. And I was like, wait. Wait, what do you mean that's pretty cool? Are you into that idea?
Maybe.
I know we've got a few bars that are doing deals in Milwaukee. There's a hotel that's giving one free shot of liquor, which is really weird. I have a lot of questions about that
one. Like, they're choosing?
Yeah, more.
it's very weird.
We will not have another, thank you.
Except fucking Fleischmann's. Here you go.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. That
shit makes it taste like you've breathed fire.
You're welcome.
That was a go-to for a while for me.
Woof. I used to do...
Yeah.
Sorry, F.
No, you want to hear the worst? When I was, like, you know, teen years, we would do Fleischmann's and Kool-Aid frozen.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, because it's, you know, your teen. Not all of you have jobs, so just
fuck your whole body up. It's fine.
Doesn't or you could get, you know, Bacardi 151.
Oh,
no,
good lord.
No.
Everclear.
Which was hilarious.
It's Lieutenant Cannon, Daddy.
Sorry, it was funny to me.
He's hilarious.
Well, you weren't the one drinking.
Everyone else takes a shot, and immediately they're just drooling for 20 minutes. I was like, yeah, you're drinking lighter fluid, you fucking moron.
Right?
I had...
Oh, my God.
Back when it was copacetic to take shit from just, like, random people and not think about it, you know what I mean? Pull up to...
I don't think it ever was, but, right, like...
Well, you know what? I'm gross. So I pull up to a 7-Eleven, like... I don't know, it's like 10:30 at night or whatever, and there's this dude standing outside, and he clearly has, like, actual marijuana leaves. Like, the weeds and the branches, like, stuck in his grill. And I'm just like, hey, you go hunting tonight? And he's like, yeah, a little bit. You want some of this? And I was just like, what is it? And he's like, don't worry about it.
Like, that was always
no questions.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. But, you know, it says the bottle was labeled. So I'm like, okay, and I took a fucking swig, and I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, well, if this is going to be as strong as I've heard it is, doesn't matter if it's a random dude, it's going to kill whatever is in my mouth and on this
no
bottle.
Germs will be happening today.
And yeah, it's 100% like drinking Zippo fluid.
I thought you were going to say it's 100% hydrogen peroxide, in which case I don't know how you're still here today.
No, it, I'm not. I'm dead. This is all a dream. And,
well, damn.
It was all a dream.
Used to read Word Up magazine.
I used to. Oh, no.
I just booty cheeks.
Oh, good lordy. You know what?
What?
It's that time.
What time?
It's the time.
It's creeping in already.
The season.
I don't want to do it.
For love.
I don't want to go.
Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. And tonight, like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at EILFM.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from Movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey, everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games and the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I'm Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all. But mainly in you, you spooky bitch.
How dare I'm offended?
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many, that means a few. That's more than one.
This ought to be very. We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah!
Yes!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Do you know what's really weird is, like, I'm gaining all this knowledge back that I forgot. Do you know what I realized when we were in there?
What?
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
You know, you saw that too, huh?
Yeah. It's really weird. I don't know. It's definitely a weird place. If you can get a ticket when you know when stable, when the Backstreet Boys reunion tour is finally over, it's going on a year and a half now. And there's all kinds of new remixes of their singles coming out, and it's getting to be just a good old fun time. Speaking of that, the thing I wanted to bring up is the cards, while we're on the subject of that.
Yes.
So, I mean, obviously, like, this is the thing, you know? This is like your Medicare card, for example. This is a thing you need to laminate
and
hold on to and carry it. First of all, the amount of people that come in to get vaccinations and do not have their card from their first dose.
Oh,
and they're like,
have
oh,
you
I
had
left
them?
It. At, I've left it at home. I'm sorry.
I have not and had like, that. I'm always afraid of it.
Are you sorry?
You're failing already.
Right?
Like, you were already fucking this up.
Like, do you want me to tell you what the lot number is and shit so you can fill it out later, dumbass?
It's fucking insane. And then they seem to think that, like, they forget the point of the card is to keep record of the fact that you've had the vaccination.
Oh, so it's all, like, folded up and shit?
That, too. But, like, they give it to you. And then you give them their paperwork, they fill it out, and you're like, okay, you can go have a seat. And they're like, can I get my card back? And you're like, yeah, you'll get it back when you're done with the vaccine, and it's fucking marked. Like, are you stupid? How fucking
Why,
daft?
Yes.
Well, yeah, obviously, but, like, it's just so fucking dumb. Like, I cannot believe the amount of people. Like, what are we going to do? We're just going to keep it? Yeah. We're just going to be like, fuck you. No, we're not going to give you the card back. What's more than that is, like, what good does it do? You know, it's like people worried about other people stealing their cards and coming in, like, to get their second dose. I'm like, what good does it do them to get one half of a two dose right. of a two shot series.
I got 50%. That's a failing grade.
Right. Like, yeah, exactly. It translates. You're just still fucking failing. Like, it's absolutely insane. And the convenience factor.
I'm still pissed at all these people that are like, what do you mean you don't have Johnson & Johnson? And then willingly will wait at least 3 to 4 weeks to get the one shot when you could have just scheduled for today for the two shot one and come back in 4 fucking weeks and had it done.
Right.
And but you want the less effective one that's only one shot.
That's, again, it's convenience. They want one shot.
Like, never mind anybody's the fact, that fucking busy.
Never mind the fact that it's
at
only...
this point?
Like, no, nobody's yeah. that fucking busy.
It's like 74% effective, dude. Like, that's those aren't good odds. I got the Moderna one, which is like, what, same. 94, 96?
Something like both that. Both of them now in new trials are finding it's at least 96 for both Moderna and Pfizer.
Okay, cool. So I had a two-shot series. I had one shot where I had a little bit of a sore arm, kind of like a flu shot, and then I had one shot where I had an arm that was out of commission for a day because it was just so fucking sore. And
what couldn't I was, get enough sleep or water for
I,
a day.
Yeah, I was a little dehydrated.
We kind of like, recorded during that.
Yeah.
That was one that died, wasn't it?
It was one that died. Yeah,
that's probably better off. Well, we were so fucking tired.
The file got corrupted midway through.
That's right.
Yeah, it knew. Yeah, it was. The universe, the roadcaster's like, no, fuck you. I do have some power in this situation. I'm not going to let you make a fool out of me. But, yeah, and I had, you know, I was a little fatigued, and I had a minor headache. And when I say minor headache, like, I don't really
like
get...
Like, you felt it, but...
Yeah, I don't...
Like, it was there.
I don't really get headaches at all.
I was going to say, thankfully. He's not a headache haver.
So...
What I'm basically Psyduck in comparison.
What that means for me, though, is that, like, anything...
is
fucking,
awful.
Yeah, it ruins my fucking day, because I don't get them. So, like, knowing, having that context, like, I felt the headache, I woke up, and I was like, oh, there's definitely something here trying to happen, and I just, chased it away with ibuprofen all day. And it was fine, and it's cool.
I swear I drank, like, 3 gallons of water that day.
Dude, it was so much fucking water. I could not get enough hydration. Which, I mean, be careful. Yeah. Hydrate yourself,
that,
but like...
That actually can kill you.
Water, that's a fucking crazy thing to me, water
a poisoning. Water, yeah. I mean, when rave culture was at its early 2000s height, that happened all too often.
Oh, I'm sure, but like, it's crazy to me that like, we're 70% of that shit, right? 60?
Right.
70?
Well, like, that's why it's so easy to have too much.
Right, but like...
Your body is just like, I'm out of room.
It's the element of life. It is the element of life.
That's carbon.
I mean, you can have too much sunlight and die too, so...
Just shut the fuck up.
Also, thank you, Mike.
Yeah. Credit where credit's due. That was good. But, I don't know. Just stop being fucking... Look, okay, last thing I'm going to say on the vaccine. We're all going to get it at some point, okay? Jovi and I are lucky enough to be in a position where we were able to get it early. Fuck you. We were working the whole time. You got a problem
yeah,
with that?
Yeah, we're not
eat
early.
Dicks.
We're essential workers and also the providers of the vaccine. Honestly, we should have been at the top
of the
list.
Yeah, we should have been the first fucking ones in the store to get
it. Because if one of us is carrying it, well, we vaccinate you, you're first of two, we can give it to you still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I feel
you would think we would have been up there. So no, I don't feel bad about getting mine when I got mine. I'm honestly protecting my patients by having it already.
And again, our work never shut down.
Right.
We had to continue to go to work.
Right.
So, yeah, I've done my due diligence. You know what I mean? I've paid my dues. I'm good. Just stop being a fucking asshole, okay? We're all going to get it. You're all going to get it.
Eventually.
Calm down. Like,
and also, chill. To all the people who think about, like, bending the system so they can seem eligible.
Just stop.
Fuck off.
Just stop.
Fuck all the way off.
You know what pisses me off? We had somebody come in for their second dose today, wasn't wearing a mask. And I'm how the fuck do you... How do you justify that? Oh, I want the vaccine. I want the cure for this. Uh-huh. But I don't want to follow the rules along the way.
Right. I don't want to do my part.
Right.
We had an old lady come in. I might have mentioned this last week, honestly. We had an old lady come in, mad that she was having a hard time getting a vaccine, with her mask under her chin.
Bitch, pull the vaccine. I will punch you.
You're putting... That's more strain having it under your... What the fuck?
And also had a lady that, while we were signing her up, and, like, checking her in for a vaccine, whole time, she came in with it over her face and over her nose, and then just pulls it down as soon as we start fucking checking her in for a vaccine, and I'm like...
What?
That's not how this works.
You fucking whore.
Just to her face.
I was having a difficult time with that lady, because she was also really bitchy for no apparent reason. Bro, and she came late for her appointment when other people were waiting for theirs.
Of course.
And then was
appointment
like,
times don't matter. We get people that show up like 2 hours early. And I'm like, are you fucking serious?
We had somebody come in at 10:30 a.m. and their appointment was at 3 p.m. And they were like, well, I was already here. So, I mean, I have one that scheduled. Sucks.
You gotta come back. Have you ever heard right place, wrong time?
Right, you gotta have you ever?
Can you imagine going to your doctor's office like that? Oh, I've got a doctor's appointment at 3 p.m. I'm going to show up at 10:30 a.m. and demand to be seen.
Right.
No,
fuck you. It'll work. Dude, I almost punched an old lady the other day.
Yeah. Was she like too short, so you missed?
No, I had to refrain because I need money to exist in this world. So like, she comes up looking for a prescription. We don't have it. It's like 4 p.m. I was like, oh, did you just come from the doctor? She's like, no, I was there earlier this afternoon. I was like, okay, well, I'm sorry, I don't see anything. And she just real matter of factly is like, well, I was there around 1, so as if that's going to make it appear. Right,
well, you're going to be like, oh, shit, well, let's get...
Oh, wait, here, under this rug, I found a behind-the-secret bookcase, ma'am. It's funny you mentioned. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, we don't have it. It's maybe they forgot, maybe it got lost somewhere, but I would give them a call.
Some of them, when they get faxed over, can be in the ether for hours.
Yeah, it takes for fucking ever sometimes.
Some of them get faxed to us, and they're like, bam, bam, they're there. Sometimes the clinic in the actual store... we'll send it over and eventually give up and walk over a paper script to us from the 10 feet away that they are because it's been 3 hours.
Weird. Should have just done that from the get-go.
What? That's, yeah.
But
anyway,
so...
besides the point.
I'm like, well, I would give them a call. And before I can finish the sentence, she just points at me. And she's like, no, you call them. And I'm just
I'm
no.
I'm sorry, what?
No, ma'am, that's not a thing we do. That's a patient-level thing. You need to handle
that's
that.
That's your information?
Yeah,
so.
And she's like, well, I don't have a phone, and I'm not standing around wasting my time. And I'm like,
well, then
go
fuck
home
yourself.
And waste your time.
So knowing I'm not doing anything with it, I'm like, fine, what doctor did you go to? And she gives me the name, and I just walk away before I can even hear it. And I walk over to our senior tech. She's an older lady.
Gives no fucks.
Yeah. We disagree politically, but I love her anyway. She's the one that you send over when you're like, no, they just need to be put in their place. Because right. She's got that motherly tone.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's stern, but it's fair.
Right.
And
right.
It's just, it's explanatory. And, like, so I just walked around the corner and was like, yo, you want to go fight with the old lady? And she was like, absolutely.
I would like nothing more.
Give me the context. And I gave it to her and was like, just take her down a peg, please. And she walked over and immediately was like, ma'am, we do not call doctors. That's a thing you have to do. It's your prescription. It's your medication. Yeah. So it's up to you to see where it's at and what the status is. Once we get it, then we will do something with it. But for now, you need to go and call them.
Like, this is 100% your issue.
Right. And, like, it's just...
And then you get the people who that happens with. And, like, this happens all the time. And
then go to a different pharmacy.
I have actually just given up and suggested that. It's like, I always have this problem with Walgreens. And I'm like, then why are you at Walgreens?
Then maybe try CVS. Yeah,
they're across the street.
Yeah. CVS is almost always across the street. Oh, sorry. Walgreens.
Sorry, he's a
that was very loud.
I tried to catch it. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I did what I could.
Quality content.
Good content.
What was that? Jesus.
You had like the gummy voice of Keith eating Taco Bell, and also had the voice squeak at the same time.
Mm. Yeah,
well,
it was,
I'm glad it happened at the same time.
It was very.
Gotta double down.
Double down.
You like the sandwich.
I was just going to bring it up. That disgusting fucking abomination of fast food. That shit disgusts me. Just the thought of that is absolutely...
More than the Pizza Hut hot dog pizza or less?
See, I like hot dogs, though. I mean, I like fried chicken. Here's the thing. Okay, like, I don't necessarily agree with the hot dog pizza either. I think that is also kind of an abomination of fast food creation. However, I can understand where it has its place. Where, like,
see, it worked great with kids.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you get a birthday party, you know what I mean? Now you get pizza and hot dogs. Like, that's dope. As a little kid, I'd have been fucking stoked.
Oh, like, little kids were. Like, it is definitely an abomination. But What the kids would do is they would eat their piece of pizza and then basically be stuck with a corn dog while, like, a pig is in a blanket situation. Yeah,
you get, like, four little hot doggies, little sausages.
They eat their two pieces of pizza, they hang out for a while, and then, bam, they can dip these pigs in a blanket and some ketchup. And, like, it's two different fucking foods at that point.
Like, and at that point, it kind of becomes worth it for the stupid prices that Pizza Hut thinks that they're allowed to get away with charging for their shitty food.
This is very true.
But the K-Papas are dope. They actually have really good fries.
K-Papas, no, that's
they got good
fries. We've mentioned it before. K-Papas are, like, y'all are missing out on exactly one fast food item, and it's K-Papas.
Oh, look, both the frogs are out.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Sir, can you do me a favor?
That depends. Hang on one second. Let me get through this before I forget what I was doing. I can see where that has its place. The Double Down has no fucking place. There's no need for that food item. Nobody was like, do you know? No. Okay, look. People might have been doing it, but they were high and they were alone and drunk and in their house, and they ordered two chicken sandwiches and went home and put the shit together themselves and were like, this is incredible. And then KFC felt the need to get so ballsy to just do it.
Didn't they do it at, like, the height of, like, the carb-hating lifestyle and the keto beginning?
Because I thought that was why they did that. Sand.
No, I'm still agreeing that it was useless, but wasn't it like, an attempt to be cultural?
I don't know what
and,
it
like,
was.
And, like, hip. Like, everybody hates carbs and loves extra meat.
Go fuck yourself. I love carbs and hate meat.
Where's my bread, goddammit? Show me the Double Down where it's a bun inside of a bun, top of a bun.
A toast sandwich.
With three layers of condiments. That's what I want in my life. And black
and cheese.
Beans. Yeah, and cheese.
So
rice.
You want a triple-decker grilled cheese?
No, Mike wants a triple-decker grilled cheese.
I was talking to Mike.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't
want some salsa on the side?
Oh, that sounds really good. Do you know?
Just a tiny amount of taco seasoning and some of the cheese.
And some Saison.
Yeah.
The only thing I miss from the valet job at the hospital is the breakfast burritos from the cafe.
Oh, I know. You mentioned that a few times on the show.
Dude, that was...
I'm not going to lie. I had one, and I can see what his deal is.
That made it all worth it. Like, I got to be up at fucking 5:30 to be at work, you know what I mean, at 6:30, so I can have enough time to, like... get some coffee eat breakfast and kind of listen to music and
catch
get going
the
for
world.
The day. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you go in and you just get a breakfast burrito and you can get whatever kind of meat, and there's potatoes and eggs and cheese, and it's fucking awesome. And then you can go over to the sidebar and you can just load this big ass, like, 8-ounce cup full of salsa. My breakfast burritos, I'm not going to lie, were mostly salsa. It was like, I'm going to have some salsa with a side of breakfast burrito. But, oh man, I miss that so much. I really do. And then, you know, I left, and then COVID happened.
So you can't exactly just show up at a hospital and be like, can I get a burrito?
I can't, yeah. Plus, they were having staffing issues. Can you just touch a lot of things and make me my burrito, please, in the hospital? Subway can do it. The hospital cafe cannot.
Yeah.
That sucks. Maybe one day I'll get to have that.
One hand on the window. One day. Oh,
no, legit. I had that experience yesterday. I went to, but like in reverse at the end point where it all pays off. I went to Piggly Wiggly and they, you know, COVID, so they shut down the soup and the hot bar and
salad
bar
and all
the
it.
Whole everything. Yeah.
So there's a lot of shit that I've just forgotten about because I haven't had it in so long. And over there on the pre-packaged hot bar, they had a little container of lobster bisque. And I was like, oh my God.
He really loves the Piggly Wiggly lobster bisque.
It's been over a year since I've even fucking seen this soup.
See, that's why you can't give me shit when I came home. Pick and Save had the same deal. And as Anton very well knows, I'm very obsessed with the creamy chicken wild rice soup that comes from particularly Kroger's hot bar. And they finally brought it back. And I came home with, like,
every
a full
time.
Fucking pint. And he saw the pint that was clearly a hot bar pint and was like...
It wasn't a pint. That was a quart.
It was a quart, wasn't it? Sorry.
It was a quart.
I almost bought the pint. That's why I thought it was. I came real
and
close.
She was like, no, more soup.
Yeah, and he just went...
Do you know what I need in my life? More soup.
Yeah, he just came home and saw it on the counter and was like, so they brought back your soup? And I was like, yeah.
Meanwhile, she came home and saw the thing on the counter and was like, what the fuck is this?
It looks like orange goop. How was I supposed to remember what the orange goop actually was?
It's pink. Thank you.
It's
mostly salmon. Pink.
Yeah, salmon.
Salmon.
Ellis.
Washington.
Turlet.
I'll get you one. Yeah, turlet.
What, have you not heard turlet?
Turlet. No, I love turlet. Give me some turlet paper. I love turlet. So stupid. Anyway.
I mean, apparently,
carry the show. I'll be back.
According to the...
Well, we're doomed.
According to the rest of the country, do you know what word Wisconsinites say the funniest? No. Okay, fine. Hang on. Give me a second to say it like everybody else. Milwaukee. No, it's Milwaukee. It's
M apostrophe.
Yeah, walk. M apostrophe W-O-K-E-E. Because we still keep that E-E in there.
Of course.
I mean, the entire...
Here's my suit, Mike. What color is that?
Oh, it changed color from being cold.
It's like a...
garbage? No.
It's like a weird skin color.
It's like a milky, orangish, pink kind of thing going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think I can make it into the garbage from here?
Stop!
I have to live up to my character.
I mean, that's why he's here.
Well, that's not even a bit. I'm just a douchebag. So there's that.
The secret of the discount podcast revealed.
Leave my soup alone.
I know I've probably mentioned it before.
Leave Brittany alone.
Hey, he was right this whole fucking time. Anyway, I have figured out.
How sad is that? Anyway.
Yeah, actually.
Both that he was sad and, you know, that thing. Anyway.
I've kind of broken down the entirety of the Wisconsin accent. We just don't want to put effort into speaking.
Well, yeah, most people are too drunk to properly enunciate.
That's where, we all just the names slur came forever. From. Where are you going? I'm Muskego. What?
I mean,
Muskego.
Our pronunciations, yes, but I mean, they are all mostly indigenous words, but, you know.
Menominee.
Come on, man.
Do,
I know.
Do, 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 do.
Menominee. Me no money, me no money falls. That's
the
amount
of fucking times that I have heard that from fucking just cold callers. Oh, so you're in Me No Money Falls? Menominee, what
correct.
The fuck?
Yeah, I live below the poverty line. Fuck, Ed, why you gotta
thanks
bring
for
it
reminding
up?
Me, dick quick.
I mean, that was a running joke and continues to be a running joke in that town. Me no money.
That's how I spelled it in second grade and got it wrong.
That's how I remember
it. That's how I remembered it.
Yeah, you just got to remember to swap out that Y for the E at the end.
Same difference.
That and science.
Oh, vacuum used to fuck me up.
Vacuum still fucks me up.
It's two use.
Vacuum, tobacco, coffee.
Friend Wednesday.
No, Friend Wednesday. Those are fine.
Friend and
I'm
Wednesday
good
are
that.
Ones that I pronounce weird in
receive.
My head.
Receive. No, yeah. Receive. I'm fine with.
Which, well, I'm. Right, but I'm saying, like, that's the common word.
Oh, yeah. Or, like,
necessary.
Then there's, like, easy ones, like onomatopoeia.
Disappear.
You disappear fucks me up, too. Necessary?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Oh, necessary. Did you say? Yeah, necessary is,
You know what I figured out to figure out which one, what order the C's and S's go in?
Mm.
It's alphabetical order.
Yeah. Sorry, I...
Okay, so how do you spell necessary?
N-E-C-C-S-S-A-R-Y.
There's not two C's?
No.
See, that's what fucks me up, man. I can't.
That's like, it's the same concept with disappear.
And vacuum.
Fuck disappear.
Dessert versus desert?
Restaurant.
Fucking people
restaurant's
have the hardest
one.
Time.
It's so easy, though. Dessert has two because you want more.
Exactly. Right, that's the
okay.
way I. Yeah.
So we all
okay,
learned
thank
it that
you.
Way? Like, hell yeah. Okay, because that's the only way. My brain will say it every goddamn time.
You always want two desserts. You only want to go across one desert.
I want zero. I will die.
No desserts. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but if you got to do it, then...
No, I'll die.
I choose death.
Well, we're going to have a real come to Jesus moment. A nice come to Jesus
talk. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter. Also, it's a fun date today. Today's date is 4-3-2-1.
Oh, yeah. I said that to a customer today, and that I shit you not, like 10 minutes later... fuck it, Dustin. Doesn't matter if I say his fucking name.
Frank.
Yeah, Frank. Everybody is Frank.
Everybody's Frank.
Just like 10 minutes later, I was like, I just realized it's going to be a really long time before that happens again.
Yep.
And it's been 10 minutes, so I've done 50 fucking things already.
Like any other obscure date that happens where we're like, this isn't going to happen for 100 years.
Yeah, I was like, we already lived through 666. forgetting that he's super religious, and he just kind of like, yeah. I was like, and, yeah.
And 11, 11, 11.
Yeah, I was like, we've been through a lot
11,
of
11, 11, 11 was cool.
You know what 12, I'm,
12, yeah.
Know what I'm excited for? 2, 2, 22. It's on a Tuesday.
Oh, shit, dude.
I'm so stoked.
What?
I don't know!
That was
I'm pissed now!
That was like,
You gotta play that for Easter.
Jesus.
Man.
Jesus!
Thank you.
Your volume control.
Dude, they're all set at different levels. I've tried to equalize them, and it just doesn't work.
Sorry, not your volume control. The sounds are all over the place. Anyway.
I blame the void. Honestly.
That reminds me.
Yeah.
Our biggest pie day, and I remembered why we did so much that day. It was like the most of pie you could get in a date. It was 31415.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the pie day.
The pie-iest of the pie days.
It was fucking great.
Pie day's fun. I miss pie day. It was nice going out and getting pot pies with everybody.
Pot pies and slices of pie.
Yeah, man. That was a good time. There's a lot of things. Let me ask you a question. How long before, like...
we do things? Ow. That was loud.
I don't know how to answer that question.
Yeah, how long before coughing? hopefully later. A whole bunch of later. I don't know. I don't want to cough.
How long before, like...
take a drink of something, dear.
You start to feel, like, safe.
Define.
Like, fully safe?
To say, like...
go to an AEW show or a concert?
Yes.
Oh, like a group of people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's 2023.
Let's assume that standards are upheld and vaccination cards are required.
Well, I assume at least AEW will require them.
AEW's smart enough to require them. WWE is not.
Well,
they're trying to have a live audience at WrestleMania this fucking year.
Yeah.
As in next fucking month.
Yeah.
Two nights in a row.
Money, yo.
Yep. About the Benjamins. Shane, money.
Speaking of Shane, you do know that he has a match in WrestleMania again, right? I did talk about it last week. I just wanted to double check you remembered that awfulness.
I don't remember, and that's the way I'd like to keep it, honestly.
Huh?
I'm going to crack another boy with the cold ones.
Also, I just don't feel like doing a wrestling segment this week, so whatever.
Okay. Well, instead we can do this.
Okay, please turn it off. Please? Please? Thank you.
No, it plays all the way through.
Every time?
Every time. It plays all the way through. What's the point of doing it if you're not going to listen to Jay Lethal and Ric Flair actually go back and forth the whole time? And that's a lot cut out. I cut out, like, believe it or not, another 30 seconds of that.
Oh, I know. Like, as funny as it is, it's one of the most annoying things I've ever seen and heard in my entire life.
Oh, that upsets me. It's so funny.
No, it's hilarious. Like, every 30th time.
Every 30th time.
So just loop it.
Right. That's, yeah. That actually is a an option. I can just loop sounds.
Well, now that we know that.
Mike, you might remember this. Back in the days of GU, me and Bob used to leave each other 10-hour loops of YouTube videos for the morning. Mm-hmm. We'd close and pick some random shit and just put it on a 10-hour loop. So you would walk in to this blaring loop of some YouTube video, sometimes just seconds of it. You could have a start and end time and just repeat. Mm-hmm. Which is how I first heard the putty putty. So I just opened the door at noon, still hungover, and just heard Japanese children yelling, putty putty! And I was like, what is happening? And I got to the computer and saw the commercial going and was like, oh, this is fantastic. Like, I want to be mad, but that's great. And, like, texted him, was like, the fuck, dude? I want to be mad at you.
Like, why is this adorable? Fuck you.
It's fantastic. Hey, Captain Distracted, what's going on?
I was looking at Am I the Asshole.
Oh.
I was doing research. Rude. You two were having a conversation. I was doing research quietly in the background here.
I had a feeling it was that, and I didn't have anything else to say. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, it's okay. So I've already got two pretty good ones
here.
Did
you read them already?
No, I just skimmed to see how long they were.
Yeah.
Am I the Asshole for refusing to pay my roommate's medical bills?
Probably not.
So yesterday, I don't know why it's important, male 20, during my lunch break, drove to Chick-fil-A and bought two chicken sandwiches, one for lunch now and one for the night.
Okay.
So I ate my lunch and then drove back to the office, placed the other sandwich in my lunchbox for later, worked till 5, drove back to my apartment, placed some extra hot sauce on my chicken sandwich, and put it in the fridge on my side. Well, they must have one of those, like,
an allergy or something?
No, like,
divider?
Judy's fridge. You know, it's like split in half, and then the freezer's on the bottom with the pull-out drawer.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that. They must be. Let's see. One side of the fridge is my side, and the other side is my roommate, Kim. So my sandwich is in the fridge, and I'm now tired and sleepy, but I have to take my medication, and medications put my body to sleep. Wake up a few hours later, look in the fridge for my sandwich, see that my Chick-fil-A bag, but notice that my sandwich isn't in it. I think, that's weird. And then I thought to myself, maybe I ate it. I don't know. Oh, well, I'll look for something else.
Sleep medications can make you think that.
Absolutely. Then I look towards the sink and see blood all over the sink, and then I knock on Kim's door and notice that she isn't inside. So then I call Kim, and she didn't pick up. I thought maybe she's with her boyfriend. She goes out with him every day at this time, so I just wait for her to come home. Later, she came home and told me that because of my chicken sandwich, she vomited, and it triggered her acid reflux and messed up her GI, and she vomited blood, etc. Then she showed me how much she paid and wants me to compensate her. So she told me that it's my fault and all I should pay up. Then I tell her, Kim, it's not my fault. You ate my sandwich. Right. I didn't force you to eat it, did I? You ate it when I was sleeping, and that sandwich wasn't for you. It was for me. So I didn't think you'd eat it. Nor did I know you had acid reflux. I'm not going to pay the bills for you.
This is on you, Kim. I feel like they posted this just for the vindication of knowing they're right.
They're gonna show. Well, it has no comments right now. It's new. It's only a minute.
You searched by new.
On this particular subreddit, generally no. Hang on.
I see all the porn ones.
I saw. Fuck off. I saw.
Can I have your shot glass, dear?
Yeah, here. This is one I wanted to.
That all of his porn ones were sorted by new. Oh, can you? You have longer arms.
Hey, look at the trailer that's on TV right now. Godzilla versus Kong.
Weird.
Okay. I hope this isn't too long, because this is a good one.
No one's ever said that to me.
Okay, I can kind of breeze through this.
Read the title first.
Okay.
Stop getting ahead of yourself. It's mean.
I'm not even reading. Am I the asshole for spending my son's emergency fund on a headstone for his grave instead of helping my family?
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. No. Just no. 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 No.
How is that a question? Hold on.
No. What the fuck?
I don't know why I'm laughing about that. That's fucking terrible. Why are they
being guilted?
Like, yeah, like why?
Why do they feel guilty? That? Why are they even posting this?
All right, let me get to it.
Sorry, I had like a miniature panic attack. It was like, the gaslighting is real.
I'm a 26-year-old dad with a stable career that doesn't pay much, but enough to live with. Had a 5-year-old son with leukemia that made him suffer a lot. His mom wasn't in the picture. I handled all of his care with the help of my family. I've struggled a lot financially because of my son's condition and his treatment. I did all I could to get money. I had to deal with the debts and people who didn't want to help out when I was begging them. Terrible fate. That sounds fucking awful. I said I had money set aside as an emergency fund for my son. I used some of it to pay off debts. And all I have left is about $3,000. I decided to get a headstone for his grave, and after searching, found one that cost $2,000. Wanted to do it. I don't know why, but I wanted to get a headstone. Maybe I wanted to pay a tribute to my son's life and make his grave a little special to bring me comfort.
Right.
I let my parents know when I visited them, but I was surprised by their reaction. They wanted him cremated, but were still okay with having a burial service. They told me I shouldn't do it and gave me several reasons. One, that it costs money, and that two, my sister's struggling with saving up for a car and asked why not help her out with paying.
Yourself. Are you kidding me?
Whoa. I thought they wanted, like, repayment of how they helped.
Yeah, something.
Whoa,
his
dude.
His sister's fucking car?
I explained what this meant to me, and they said that I clearly don't need a headstone because it won't help in any way. But I had to argue with them and tell them they're wrong. My dad kept saying I was being irrational and wasn't thinking straight and that I was being negative. Said I should use the $2,000 to help out my sister. They got my sister involved later on, and my mom called me to to tell me that my sister will feel awful knowing I have money and didn't help her pay for a new car.
Oh my fucking god!
To get to and from college.
Do they just not know that?
Do they not know that a child died? Did they forget this part? Oh, holy fucking shit.
I called my mom unreasonable to put this responsibility on me, but she brought up that they've helped me in the past and I should help them out now. But instead I'm being ungrateful and selfish.
What an abusive fucking family. Holy shit.
Not the fucking asshole.
Like, I'm
not
gonna lie. Like, a part of me got, like, some PTSD triggers out of that shit. I am not.
That's fucked up, man. I don't understand how people can. How can you think
that? I'm, like, borderline want to take another break over that one. Can you bring up something else?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Ask Reddit. How can you think like that?
Oh, my God.
Honestly, how can you?
That's
so terrible.
That's like, that's beyond selfish.
That's so,
to be like, well, you could have.
So gaslighting.
You
want to
talk about gaslighting, narcissistic?
Holy
Jesus
fucking
fuck,
Christ,
man!
Do you know the PTSD moment that was directly related to that?
Mm.
The time I came back to visit my family and stopped to talk to my dad because we were about to go to John's fucking funeral, and he goes. Oh, kids these days can't handle war like they used to.
Go fuck yourself. I'm sorry.
I almost fucking killed him.
Having never, you know,
been to war or any combat.
Yeah.
And is living in his mommy's house to this day really. In the age of 50. That's why I don't have parents. Yeah, it was somehow like the level of gaslighting and abuse. In that conversation was very akin to my dad being like, oh, you had another friend die? Wow, they're really fucking weak.
I'm pissed now.
So don't mind me for having been like hella triggered by that story. I will get over it.
These are weak.
That's just nonsense.
Anyway, would you like a shot, dear?
Sure. Sorry, I'm like cool. I'm cruising Ask Reddit. Let me go to top instead of hot.
Yeah, don't go to hot.
Let's go past year.
Ask Reddit's gotten pretty weak in general.
Let's go past year. Thank you, Mike. Let me see what we got here. Let me take a little journey to the fun place that is Ask Reddit. Smashing. That wasn't bad, actually, for On the
like,
Fly.
That was my first thought, so well done, I guess.
Okay, this will be funny. Well, fun, at least. What life-changing item can you buy for less than $100?
A fucking beta fish.
A butt plug.
The beta...
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm going to need you to... You got to sell
That's
it to me.
That's literally just the first thing that popped into my head. I don't know.
You gotta sell it to me, man. How's a butt plug change a life?
Okay, I'm gonna get, like, weirdly personal with people that I'm not gonna name. Apparently once you get one, you just, like, kind of want to wear them in public. It's, like, a thing. I've got multiple friends who will wear them in public. So, yeah, I guess life-changing.
See?
Or whatever
that's,
the fuck 100% that means.
That's all I was going off of. Just, like, once, you know, you've tried it, you have that experience so you know...
Also, did you know that they put butt plugs in dead bodies?
Butt plugs.
It makes perfect sense, honestly.
Yeah. Because, like, even
plug after...
To answer your question directly, no, I didn't. But immediately my brain was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Plug it in. Oh, no. It's giving me bullshit now.
What? Oh. Well, then I'll continue with my answer. Based on the obvious, if you listen to the podcast, a beta fish. But also, every fucking, like... tank owner group I've seen and shit is like, it started with one beta. Help.
I mean, yeah, I would agree with that. I was going to say an album, like a CD. Because you can get like a particular album can change your life.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
pack of cigarettes.
But like, yeah.
But, I don't know why I've got weird negative things.
But then technically though, like.
A bottle of Everclear, good luck.
Literally any item could be a source of inspiration for like. A fork in the road and to take something.
Literally anything can be anything to anybody.
Right.
Which is insanely vague, and I'm not trying to, like, claim that as, you know... an answer, but
it's,
like, just
it's
go,
not like
going
quote
off of
Mike
what you said.
2021,
yeah.
But
going off of what you said, like, yeah, just
no,
I mean,
anything
literally,
can.
And you go to Goodwill and some
right.
random
right.
fucking whatever, and you're just like, you know what? Holy shit.
That's like the amount of people that got into like roller derby based on buying a pair of skates for funsies one day or mm-hmm. going
just,
because
yeah, just liking it,
their
yeah.
friend invited them and it was like $5. Like,
yeah, it's kind of like when you, I was thinking about it, what, yesterday for some reason. Oh, they were doing work on the roof of the building next door.
They still are. Anyway.
Also, I do not recall seeing that dive the first time. Holy shit.
We were talking
Holy
a lot
shit.
During this week's
he
episode.
He could have fucking actually died.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
there's
he legit
a lot
could have
of,
fucking broke his
there's
neck.
There's a lot of almost broken necks in this week's
Holy
AEW.
Holy shit. That's insane.
Anyway.
What was I talking about?
The roof next door, which
yeah.
I have no idea where you're going with that.
And I was just thinking about r/catastrophic failure. Like, you know, what happened if they were doing work and the... Because they were making jokes about the ceiling collapsing. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's and, not funny.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, it's funny until, you know, you see subreddits where shit like that happens. And you're like, see, that's not a good time.
But, us working at fucking Gardner?
Yeah, oh my god, every day.
It'd be really weird if this machine stopped working.
Or like,
literally 30 seconds later.
Even
oh.
go, sorry, not to...
No, go ahead.
Jump on your thing. Like, all the way back in the day, like, 100 years ago, those dudes walking on the I-beams, building those
bro,
giant buildings,
yeah.
and
it's
like, are you
bro.
Fucking kidding? No, like no
the,
harnesses, no nothing, just, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you see those pictures
no.
of them just sitting
the,
there with their lunches.
The pictures are crazy.
What's the really iconic one? It's one of the buildings in New York.
Oh, the dudes probably just sitting there eating their lunch?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, yeah, that one. Where they all have, like, the metal tins, mm-hmm. and they're, like, thousands of fucking feet up in the air. And they're just sitting on an I-beam eating lunch, and I'm like, dude, peanut butter and jelly is not worth trying to sit down on that. And that's literally my thought, is like, to sit down without any harness and stand back up on an I-beam,
hundreds
of
feet
stories,
in the air.
Yeah, like hundreds of feet in the air. I don't, no.
Nah, dude.
No, I had a hard enough time the first time I did a rappel wall.
Uh-uh.
Holy fucking shit.
I got on, when we lived in Florida, I would get on the roof to help my dad with some, like, maintenance work and shit. And it was only, like a 12-foot drop from the gutter to the grass.
Yeah, yeah.
12 feet still breaks your ankle, bro.
And even there was,
3
like,
feet, are you kidding me?
Well, yeah,
land
but you
land any
gotta,
particular way.
You gotta, like, absorb the impact. That's really it.
Just tuck
like,
and roll.
Yeah, the tuck and roll is important.
I never tucked or rolled. I just kind of like I would ape it, you know what I mean, like you go down and you kind of slap the ground and compress
yeah.
and
oh,
just
yeah.
kind of disperse it.
Well,
that
that's
way
how like, isn't that how stunt dudes do it to make it look impactful?
Yeah, I think I don't know, I'm not a fucking stunt man. I wanted
you
to be
watched
fun
a
fact
dude,
I wanted
you,
to be
you had me watching like 3 hours of video from stuntmen. I know you.
You talk about Corridor.
Yeah.
Everybody go subscribe to Corridor Digital and Corridor Crew. It's a fucking awesome
it
set
is
of
pretty
channels.
Fascinating.
It's great CG and good content. Good content. And that's our plug for another show for the week. I think we should do that. I think we should every
just plug random shit we've been
yeah.
watching.
Well, not watching, but like maybe something we've listened to or maybe a new game we found.
Just something informational or interesting.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Just every week we can all bring something to the table and be like, that's my plug for the week. Go listen to this or go read about that.
Not to go too meta and no insult to anybody, I had suggested that when we started this season. I was like, we should have a whole section where we're just talking about what the fuck we've been watching on YouTube or whatever.
I mean, yeah.
It sounds dope.
All right.
And anybody who is in the Discord, do the same thing for us, man. Like, I'll watch whatever, honestly.
Please. Yeah, go if you're
send
not
send me
in,
some shit you give a fuck about.
Go join the Discord. You can go to twitter.com/discountpodcast and it's our pinned tweet. You can get the link to the Discord. Go join the Discord. It's fun stuff. There's memes. There's wrestling funnies. There's some just really good people, honestly.
Eh.
It's a good time.
I mean, I'm there occasionally.
Yeah.
And you can send us basically anything. We'll probably click on it because...
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Fuck it.
Yeah. Thing to click on, I'm there.
So, yeah, it's a good time. Go join. I don't know. I'm not going to, like, focus on that. I kind of want that speaker. Sorry, there's a commercial on right now for this new Kohler shower head.
Yeah, if it's a removable speaker in the middle of the shower head that's waterproof.
Yeah, it's great. I kind of want
it. It does look really dope.
What were we on before that? I feel like I derailed myself.
The dude sitting on the I-beams?
No, there was something after that, and I feel like I totally fucking derailed it.
I don't know, because it was something you got into and then didn't get into.
The stuntman.
But because that led us into the channels.
I don't know. Was it something to do with jumping off of high things?
No, the roof.
No.
The roof collapsing.
The roof is on fire.
It had nothing to do. Yeah, you had started with they were working on the roof the other day.
And then we, 5 minutes ago, yeah.
We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn anyway.
So, no, you have nothing else on the roof next door?
Oh, yes. Bringing it way back around to the origin. Yes, the origin point. Got you. Literally anything can go wrong at any time, and it's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's if you really think about it, like, literally anything could go. My laptop could explode and just shard into my face and heart and just kill me, and that'd be the end of it.
Can I tell a story of that actually happening?
Please don't.
Yeah, go for it.
I survived. We all survived. It was just really fucking scary for a hot minute.
I don't know you ever told that, so yeah, go for it.
It was when I went to visit Tim out in Cali, and we visited the abandoned Nazi camp.
Okay.
And at some point, we got to a two-story building, and the second story was kind of, like, all balcony with rooms, if that makes sense. And there was just a ladder to get up.
And
they went up, and part of my brain was like, no, somebody needs to be down. I'm going to stay down here as much as I want to go fuck around up there.
I've played enough games.
Somebody needs to be down. And they find a door, and it's like a screen door and another door, and they try to open the screen door and realize there's the entirety between screen door and regular door is wasp nest.
Oh, hell yeah. Open it. Do it, pussy. You won't.
No, all they did was wiggle it.
I love white Anglo-Saxon
And they all fucking... Wow, you're very proud of yourself.
No, I just made Mike laugh. Anyway, sorry.
I had to give you shit. But yeah, I'm standing down there, and I hear him shake, and then I hear the buzzing, which is very fucking loud, because, well, the entirety of a door. Yeah, like, it's just holy fucking shit. And they, like, are scrambling to get down, and we start fucking running, because there are literally hundreds of wasps following us now. And you only have to get so far away from the nest before they give up, depending on the wasps. Some of them will follow you until you get underwater and still stay above the water. That's a thing I learned later. Anyway, we finally stop being followed, and we're catching our breath, and we look down, and we are standing literally like 6 inches from a huge mound of fire ants.
Spicy boys.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and it was so funny because I was about to move again after we caught our breath. And then we look down like, hang on, let's check our surroundings. What just happened? We should probably be more wary of what we're doing right now. And we went to step and we're like, oh my god, had we just stepped like naturally after catching our breath, it would have been so much worse. Because there was like no cell phone service out there. We are like a fucking mile from where we parked. We're out in the middle of nowhere in the woods in an abandoned Nazi camp that isn't even in history books that we're exploring. And we're like, dude, if we would have gotten stung, that would have been, like, the end of it. It's like 112 degrees outside. Like, holy shit. And that was, like, 1,000%. A, what could go wrong will go wrong. And B, thank you, paranoid anxiety brain, for once.
Law? Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And I was just like, for once, I thanked my paranoid anxiety brain, was like, thank you. Thank you for being like, don't do it. Because, like, childhood idiot brain was like, climb thing, success, yes, up.
No.
But anxiety brain was like, no, if everybody go up, if thing go bad, no one down.
And I mean, they all be down.
And I was just like, now I'm going to stay down here to make sure, like, up is safe. And also, that ladder is, like, almost rusted out, so I'm going to stay down here, because I don't want to jump from up there either.
Like, I will be the one that breaks this.
Yeah, that was me. I was like, I know in my luck I'll break this ladder. At the time, I weighed all of 120 pounds, but, yeah. It just
takes a straw.
Basically, it was like, I ain't doing that. And then it turned out, like, the ultimate me being like, I fucking told you guys not to go up there.
I mean, you know what they say. It takes an egg to build a mountain.
It takes a village? Oh.
It takes an egg to build a mountain.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
It takes a lot of straws to compact around an egg to protect it from falling off a building.
You gotta break a few prisoners to make an omelet.
Yep.
So, or something like that.
It takes a village to raise a serial killer.
Yep. You can't spell laughter without slaughter. Wait.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Can't strike spell that. Slaughter without
reverse
laughter.
It. Yeah. Strike that, reverse it.
Thank you, Willy Wonka.
Strike it from the record. I think that's, you know, that's a good show, guys. I think it was a good show this week.
You lose.
We delivered some...
Good day, sir.
Oh, okay. thank you. We have been the Discount Podcast. You have been an awesome NPC. We will see you next week.
Hasta luego.
Bye-bye.
Christopher Lambert here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Discount Podcast. If you like this show, tell a friend about us and be sure to rate and review us on whatever platform you are listening on. It's the best way to help the show be found. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and join the discussion group at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast. You can find us on Twitter at Discount Podcast. And Anton is at Grease Whistle. There can only be one. If you want to support the show even further, they have merch at discountpodcast.com, or you can go to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just a few bucks a month, you can get extra bonus content, movie commentaries, Mortal Kombat, and ad-free versions of every episode. Good night, NPCs, and thank you.